This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. And coming up in the next hour, we will be joined by Gary Washburn of the Boston Celtics. He's going to be talking with us about his new book, Boston Celtics, An Illustrated Timeline. So this is going all the way back to the beginning of the franchise, but with plenty of photos, stories, information, and of course, culminating and last season's championship. So it's going to be fun talking with Gary about that. And one question that, see, when I was covering the Celtics, for a majority of the time that I covered the team, they were not going to win an NBA championship. I was there, I started in 2001, and I covered them until, I believe, 2012. So I was there through the Big Three era, the new Big Three era. I was there when they won the championship in 2008, and I never would have thought that was possible prior to that year. I would have been happy if the Celtics could just, you know, repeat what they did the first year I covered the team of getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. But what they did last year, pretty much leading the NBA wire to wire, taking home the championship in convincing fashion, certainly makes for a great kind of final chapter for this book, not the final chapter for the Celtics. So we'll talk with Gary about that coming up a little bit later on. Right now, let's take a call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Is it open forum?
Sure.
Iranians and the Iranian government has been spying on Trump's, not only, but wiretapping and or whatever they're doing to get internal information from Trump. Trump's organization on how he's going to win this presidency in handing all that information over to Kamala Harris. That should disqualify her immediately. You've got enemies internally working within the system of our government to offset the other side of this government and to ruin this country or to start a war.
So from the reporting, it was reported that these emails were sent to the people in the campaign.
And she took them.
They didn't open the emails.
Well, she took them. She absolutely did take them.
Well, where are you getting that from?
It's on the radio.
No, it's not.
Out of Boston. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
What are they saying on the radio in Boston about it?
They are saying just what I said to you, is that Iranians have been spying on the Trump campaign electronically and any otherwise to get internal information. So Kamala
Harris, they sent the information, but whether or not they accepted the information is a different story.
Oh, of course they're going to take it. You, John Kerry and Barack Obama sent them hundreds of billions of dollars on pallets of the United States currency.
So that was money that was withheld from them previously until they met what they were supposed to do. And then once they did, they had to release that money back to them. That was the agreement.
Yeah, so dirty out there. You have to open your eyes up, sir.
I think you need to actually look and find the real facts before you start coming on the radio and spewing out stuff that's misinformation.
Tony, it is not information. It's not disinformation. Not when it's coming out of Boston, out of the really hot, hot stuff. I don't think so.
So if I send you an email that has, you know, illegal information in it, and you get it sent to you, and you don't open the email, you didn't do anything wrong.
You know they didn't open up the email. You have inside information.
How do you know that they did? Do you have inside information that they did?
From what I understand and what people are saying out of Boston,
who's saying it?
I wouldn't believe it.
Who's saying it? Other misinformed callers like you?
Jeff Gorner is saying it on WRKO.
Oh, okay. So the guy that has a clear bias is saying it. Okay.
Well, it's just like you could say that about you. Clear bias.
No, what I'm doing is I'm giving you the facts. Just because you don't like the facts doesn't mean they're not true.
You know that those are the
because
facts.
That's what's being reported.
You're reading.
Because
you
that, oh, okay.
That's what's reported.
So I got to question everything that's being reported. Everything that I'm seeing right here in front of me. NBC News, The Hill, The Independent, Al Jazeera.
You believe everything that you read.
You don't believe what you read. See, here's the problem.
Right,
here's the problem.
Saying.
Is some
that's
stupid,
exactly what I'm saying
some stupid dumbass stood in front of you 8 years
you
ago and said, don't tell me what to do on my radio show, sir.
I'm not telling you. You don't have to use foul language. You have a good day now.
Okay. You know what? Do me a favor. Go listen to Jeff Kuhner and stay on that station, okay? Because I don't need you calling in with your misinformation. Some orange idiot told you 8 years ago not to believe what the news was telling you, so you don't believe what the news is telling you. Journalists who have built their entire career reporting information are not to be believed because you want it to be true that Kamala Harris is reading emails that are sent to them. They're the ones that said that they were receiving these emails. So, and by the way, I'm sure that there's other entities who are sending emails to the Trump campaign about what the Harris campaign might be doing. It happens all the time. It's whether or not they accept that information and use it. And do me a favor. Don't call into this show to talk about what you're hearing on another radio station. Because you know what that tells me? That tells me that you don't listen to this station. But instead, you're deciding just to call in. Is it open line? Yeah, because you don't know what we're talking about because you're not listening. Because you just want to call up and stir the pot with what you're hearing on another station. I want to have conversations with people that are actually paying attention to what we're talking about here. And I don't understand why people do this. Why people just sit around and say, well, let me take what I just heard on this station and go call this station with it. Like you're some kind of reporter. Like you're some kind of journalist. All right. 508-996-0500. Thursday Night Football, is it still on Prime for tonight? It is. The Thursday Night Football games are on Amazon Prime. That's why a lot of folks will. So locally, from my understanding, they do still broadcast the games locally. I don't know if that's still the case, but it was last year. But if you don't have, I don't know if it works, if you don't have an antenna. Because now they have all these sub-channels and all of that, so I'm not sure exactly how it works. I didn't watch any Thursday night games last year. I bowl on Thursday night, so I'm never home to. But the important thing is you can hear the game here in its entirety on WBSM. So you can imagine it in your mind if you can't see it. And really, Amazon Prime is one of the few streaming services that while I don't watch a whole bunch of it, I actually feel like I get my money's worth out of it because I get it by having, you know, the Amazon Prime package, which I use for Amazon deliveries all the time. So to me, having Amazon TV is almost like a bonus. If you order a lot of things from Amazon and, you know, it would have to be maybe, depending on what you're getting shipped to you, you know, if you order from Amazon 10 times a year, it's probably worth it to have Amazon Prime for what you'll save in those shipping fees. And then I look at getting Prime TV as a bonus. Because to me, it's worth it to get free shipping on things. And, you know, sometimes I get wrapped up in the Prime days and I get the deals and I go and I refresh and see, well, what, you know, like last year I bought headphones on a Prime Day deal. I purchased some Christmas presents on it, which is really tough for me because then I have to remember that I got somebody a Christmas present on Prime Day. Like, oh yeah, that's right. I got that in the closet. But you will find that if you are a frequent Amazon shopper and you don't have that, it's well worth it. In terms of, is it worth your dollars for the entertainment value? There's some good stuff on Prime, but it's probably the entertainment platform I use the least. I do appreciate being able to get, you know, next day delivery and in some cases same day delivery for items that I need. Because sometimes I do need something a little bit faster. And when you can see that you can actually, if you order it in the morning, it could be there by the evening. That's a pretty nice feature as opposed to the standard, you know, 3 to 5 day wait for regular paid shipping. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, sir. I happen to agree with that last caller.
Okay.
WBSM always putting out misinformation. Barry's the worst. Barry comes on every afternoon.
Well, I don't want to beat up on hosts that aren't here to defend themselves.
Chris is just as bad.
Why
have
do
a
you,
nice day.
Oh, well, okay. You don't want to... Anyway. I don't know where to go from that. Listen, don't ever take anything that any talk radio host is telling you as gospel. Okay? If they're giving you reporting, if they're bringing you someone's reporting, or if it's something that they've, you know, looked into themselves, yeah. But keep in mind that a lot of what we do here is opinion. And listen, I won't lie to you. I'm sitting there listening in my office a lot of the time when I have the opportunity to listen, and I will come into the studio. I'm sure I drive Chris crazy because I'll come into the studio and I'll say to him, like, what? Do you really believe that? And I will say this, to Chris's credit, he has never once looked at me and said, no, I don't believe it. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. He's always come at me with where he's gotten that information from. And while I might not agree that the information or the source is viable, in his estimation, it is. He does the work. And the important thing is he has the ability, if he says something that is wrong, to come forward and say, I was wrong. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't try to challenge Barry on the things that he says. We end up getting into arguments over it. It's not worth it. And I'm not saying like I challenge that his information is false. I just mean, you know, challenge his opinions. But I will, you know, I'll go back and forth with Chris about things. We do it every day. We have fun because we enjoy the discourse. But also, Chris will say, hey, listen, you know, sometimes being, he's only a few years older than me. But sometimes, especially if it's something that comes from the social media world or the technological world, you know, he might need a little context for it. But that man spends more time preparing for anything than anybody that I know. he eats, sleeps, and breathes this job. If he's not at home preparing, studying up, he is out there talking to people. So I wouldn't say that he spreads misinformation, no. He might be erroneous sometimes, and he'll admit when he is. But if he says something, he stands by it. 508-996-0500. We have app chat and open line voicemails open on the WBSM app if you want to send those over. We're also going to have our first Money Talks Code of the Day coming up in the next hour. So if you haven't already started playing that, it's not too late. You don't have to have every code to win. Each code, each hour is its own entry for you to win. So it's basically, look at it like this, okay? Each time you enter a code, it's like buying a ticket for a $30,000 lottery. Each code is your one ticket to try to win that lottery. But if you listen all day and you have 10 codes for that day, that's like having 10 tickets for the drawing. And then if you listen for the entirety of the contest and you get 10 codes every day, you know, that's a couple of hundred entrants into the contest, right? Does that work? 10? I don't know. I'd have to do the math. I don't think it's that many. But you have just more opportunities to win. It's not, if you miss a few, you don't have any less of a chance than you did before, really. I mean, we're talking small percentages. However, the more you listen, the more chances you do have to win. So don't feel like if you missed a few, you're out of the running. You are very much still in the running. If you've only put in one code, you are very much still in the running. However, more codes you enter, more chances to win, and you're listening to WBSM anyway, why not try to get paid for doing so? All right, I've got to take this break. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. Let's squeeze in a quick call before we go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. I think that last guy was trying to just say that, you know, if in the afternoons, you know, forget it. I mean, if you're not a Trump person, don't even bother calling, because you can't get anything in. I mean, he squashes it. And that's it. I guess they called and it was...
Right. I get what he's saying. I don't want to use this show as a platform for people to attack the other host, because anytime anybody attacks me on Barry's show, you know, he always defends me and says, hey, you know, Tim's not here to defend himself. Let's not talk about him. So
I understand that. That's just probably what this guy was getting at me. But it's like, it's not just him. It's the people. They think that, you know, Trump doesn't lie. This man is the only guy in the world that hasn't lied. I mean, and it's, according to them, 35 people that call every day, it's the same thing, you know.
I mean, I go up against it every morning here with people who don't want to hear me say anything negative about him.
Yeah, but you're fair. You can go back and forth. Even Chris is, you know, somewhat, you can get in some things. But in the afternoon, forget it. You just forget it. I mean, it's not even worth it. It's not worth, you know, getting aggravated. I get so aggravated sometimes as driving the car.
Well, I don't want anybody to feel that way. I want everybody who doesn't support Donald Trump to feel like they can call into Barry and tell him that anytime they want. And I think everybody who doesn't should call him today.
All right, you have a good day.
You as well. Take care. Right now, Barry's like, what did I do? What am I going to walk into now? Gee, thanks. But no, I mean, I think what happens is, so let me give you the idea of what really happens, okay? I know what the perception is, and I know Phil's waiting to give us the news, but just give me 30 seconds here, is that when people are calling up with the same ideas and opinions and mindsets, it makes people who have different ideas feel like they shouldn't call. And don't ever feel that way. Don't ever feel like if you're a Trump supporter, you can't call me. You know, if you don't bring logic and facts and reasoning to the discussion, yeah, we're going to go at it. But if you want to just call in and make your points, there's plenty of people who do that, you know, I disagree with, but it doesn't turn into an argument. And you've got to be prepared to do that same thing if you're going to call in with Barry. So if you come in and you bring a good discussion to the table, you'll have a good conversation. If you just come into it with, well, you know, Donald Trump's nothing but a liar and a racist, and I don't know why you like him. Well, that's not enough. That's not an argument. So I feel like, you know, we're going to talk about this next week with a guest that's going to be joining us, the divide in America and how we can overcome it and get back to having intelligent, reasonable discourse with each other. So that means you have another week for us to just fight insanely and let's please not do that. All right. It's time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day that are verified, reported accurately, and by seasoned journalists, and delivered to you by our own Phil Devitt.
Former President Trump says New York will help him back to the White House. The CDC says a drop in vaccinations has consequences. And what's being added to the Toy Hall of Fame?
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump says the state of New York will vote with him in November.
It hasn't been done for a long time, but we are going to win New York.
Security was tight at the rally in Uniondale on Wednesday, the first since an apparent assassination attempt in Florida. New York officials said earlier reports about explosives being found near the site were false. The state has voted for Democrats in the last 9 elections. Trump also said during the rally he felt God saved his life so he can make America great again. The Teamsters Union is breaking with tradition and will not endorse a candidate for president this year. Trump reacted to Wednesday's news.
Teamsters carry a lot of weight. The Democrats cannot believe that, and, you know, look, this is... it was always automatic that Democrats get the Teamsters, and they said we won't endorse the Democrats this year. So that was an honor for me.
The West Coast Teamsters are breaking with the national chapter and are endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Sean Diddy Combs will remain detained until he goes on trial for sex trafficking and racketeering charges. The hip-hop and business mogul was back in federal court in Manhattan on Wednesday to appeal Tuesday's decision that he be held without bail. Federal officials are warning that a drop in vaccinations in the U.S. may have led to an increase in flu deaths among children. Tammy Trujillo reports.
The CDC said Wednesday that nearly 200 children died from influenza-related illnesses during the most recent flu season, and that most of the children who died were eligible for a vaccine but didn't receive one. It said the deaths coincide with overall drops in vaccinations among children. As of May, the CDC said only 53% of children in the U.S. were vaccinated for the flu this season. That's down from the previous year. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
European astronomers say Elon Musk's Starlink satellites are blocking their view of the universe. Michael Kastner with the details on that.
Researchers at the Netherlands Institute for Radio Astronomy told BBC News on Wednesday that the new generation of Starlink satellites are interfering more with radio telescopes than earlier versions of the satellite. They say radio waves from thousands of orbiting satellites are blinding radio telescopes and possibly hindering astronomical research. Starlink satellites provide broadband internet to remote places around the world. I'm Michael Kastner.
A new survey shows a lot of remote workers doing household chores while on the job. SurveyMonkey polled over 3,000 full-time workers in the U.S. last month and found that nearly half of those who work from home are doing laundry and other items on their to-do list. About one-third say they run errands while remote working. And the 12 finalists have been announced for this year's induction into the Toy Hall of Fame. Each year, the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, nominates 12 toys that have achieved icon status, three of which will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. This year's finalists include Transformers, Pokemon trading cards, balloons, trampolines, and My Little Pony.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays last night 2-1, wrapping the series tonight at 6:50 in Florida. And the New England Patriots on the road visiting the New York Jets tonight for the third game of the season. That starts at 8:15. We'll carry the game for you right here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Gray skies and patchy fog this morning with temperature in the mid-60s. Occasional rain as we head into the afternoon. That chance for showers will prevail. Temperature in the low 70s with the wind picking up out of the northeast. Chance of showers will continue overnight with some patchy fog. And then as we head into Friday, wrapping up this work week with high possibility for showers to continue. Temperature in the upper 60s and breezy. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. So I want to go back to that story Phil was just talking about with the Toy Hall of Fame. So as you mentioned, there's 12 finalists and they're going to induct three. Now, last year they inducted a fourth. So last year they inducted Cabbage Patch Kids, baseball cards, and Nerf toys. But then they also had a fourth toy inducted from their list of their what they call their Forgotten Five. And that toy was the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. You remember the corn popper, Phil? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like a little bubble on wheels with a handle, and when you push it, the little balls inside pop up and down.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I am 46 years old. If I see a Fisher-Price corn popper, I'm picking that thing up and running around the room with it.
Right.
I love that game.
You're going to pop
I love
corn.
That toy. So if you had asked me, I would have said baseball cards. No, not really a toy. But I get why they would induct it. And as you mentioned, you mentioned some of the finalists, but I'm going to give you all the finalists for this year. Apples to Apples, Choose Your Own Adventure Books, which are a book, not a toy, Hess Toy Trucks, My Little Pony, Phase 10, Pokemon Trading Card Game, which is a game, so counts as a toy, RC Vehicles, that's remote-controlled vehicles, the game Sequence, a stick horse, a trampoline, or as Homer Simpson would say, tripopoline, and Transformers. And the one that I didn't say is the one that I feel does not belong on this list, balloons. How are balloons a toy? Balloons are a decoration.
Balloons are only a toy when you pop them. That's it, right?
Maybe, yeah. Like using Pin the Tail on the Donkey or that kind of, or the dart game that you throw them at.
Otherwise, they're not that fun.
I've never really got the appeal of balloons, even as a kid.
Well, I guess water balloons, right?
Water balloons, yeah. So water balloons I would have been okay with if they put that on the list. But just
different.
A balloon?
Yeah.
I know, and so what they do is they have a category that they call Toys of Imagination. In 2006, they inducted the cardboard box into the Toy Hall of Fame. But the cardboard box has more of a toy history, I think, than a balloon.
Okay.
The cardboard box is like the great toy of imagination because it can be a lot of different things. I mean, you remember Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
Calvin used cardboard boxes for all kinds of things. But I just feel like balloon is a... If I was like one of the... If balloon gets in... If balloon becomes one of the final three and it beats out some of these others, I'd be pretty ticked off if I were these toys.
Well, I have a feeling like if balloon is on the finalists list, this can't be the first time. I have a feeling it probably shows up on this list all the time and then always gets the boot.
I saw a story where it mentioned who the first time entries were, but it was behind a paywall. Let me see if I can pull that back up and read it real fast before the paywall.
And, while you're looking that up, to have balloons... Oh, you have it. Okay.
First time. First time for balloons.
First time for balloons.
Yes.
To me, it just speaks to a lack of imagination on, like, the nominating committee. It's like, did not think of any other toy. Oh, but balloons. Oh, there we go.
Do you know who's not in the Toy Hall of Fame? Ken. Barbie's in, but not Ken. So if I'm Ken and I'm seeing balloons get in ahead of me, I'm like, what am I even in this toy game for?
Right.
Like, I'm just going to stick to making movies. I know I'm just Ken, but I still should be in the Hall of Fame ahead of balloons.
Yeah. Let's not tell Ken if he's unaware.
I don't think he wouldn't even care if he honestly knew.
He's got bigger problems.
But yes, so that's your Toy Hall of Fame finalists. And, you know, sometimes at WBSM.com, we have some articles about, like, nostalgia and all things. And we'll put a list in there of, like, some of the forgotten toys of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And first of all, keep in mind, if you want to, we're going to have Teddy Goods on tomorrow. You can actually go and get some of these toys in downtown New Bedford at Kojo's Toy World over on William Street. But there's also, I think, some personal feelings that go with these toys for a lot of people that, you know, you might not care about a toy that you didn't own. You might not care. You might not have an affinity for a toy or think that a toy is as worthy if it wasn't something that you played with. But, you know, I never played with an Easy Bake Oven. But if you asked me, Easy Bake Oven, Toy Hall of Fame, I would have been like, first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, no doubt about it. Easy Bake Oven. Let's teach kids how to cook with light bulbs and maybe burn down the house. That's a toy, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, make the house smell great, too.
But if somebody was like, let's put a deck of playing cards in the Toy Hall of Fame, I'd be like, it's not really a toy. If my parents use that to, take money off their friends, that's not a toy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a completely different story. But I don't know. You got to be careful, though, when you're the Toy Hall of Fame, because you can't make everything a branded thing. You know, if it's nothing but, you know, Mattel toys and Hasbro toys and, you know, name brand stuff, then people are going to be like, well, they must just be paying to get themselves in the Toy Hall of Fame, as if there's any kind of prestige associated with it.
Right.
But I don't know. I probably get more worked up about the Toy Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than I really should. But hey, listen, I now understand, being the guy who says balloons don't belong in the Toy Hall of Fame, I can kind of now see the point of the people who say that, you know, there shouldn't be rap stars in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can kind of see your point. I still disagree, but I can kind of see your point.
There you go.
All right. So you can let us know your thoughts on balloons and the other nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. One of the toys that was, you know, I was a big action figure kid. Like, I was all about collecting He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Mask, Ninja Turtles. I was all in on action figures. And to the point where when I was an adult and I first moved out on my own, I had a spare bedroom. And I just put shelves through the whole room, like these, you know, four-level standing shelves all through that room, and just covered it with toys. Wrestling action figures. I had the entire collection of all the Simpsons stuff. I was probably a little overboard. Marvel. But one toy that, to me, is in my personal Hall of Fame was the Matchbox Garage playset. The one that had the, it was like a auto repair garage on the bottom with the garage door that opened. And then it had it was like a ramp that they could drive up and down. And there was like parking on the top. Man, that thing was a classic. And my brother and I was 15 years old, sitting on the floor of my brother's room. He's 5 years younger than me. But I'd be 15 years old, sitting on the floor of my brother's room playing Matchbox cars with him, using that thing. And I would go out and find like really cool Matchbox cars and be like, oh, look what I've got. You know, I've got a, you know, a 67 Olds Cutlass. Like I was all about Matchbox cars with him, with those playsets. On their own, I would never do anything with them. But if I had that playset, man, I still play with that today.
And then one day, Tim, you played with that Matchbox set for the final time, and you didn't even know it.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'd like to think it's still around somewhere. And I know if I go down to Kojo's, I could probably find another one, but then it's going to launch into a whole new collection. Speaking of which, I'm officially putting it on the table. Caller, I'll get to you in 1 second. I'm officially putting it on the table now. I think I have a Ouija board problem.
I think you do, too.
I went to Five Below yesterday and bought 10 more of those mini Ouija boards.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a business expense. So, I mean, I use them for ghost hunts. So they have a purpose, but I was like, I'm going to just buy every one. Like, I'm not going to leave any on the shelf this time.
Yeah, why bother? You know, you corner the market on what you want to do.
Yeah, but other people are out there looking for these, and they're probably very mad at me. But I talked to the people at Five Below, and I said, if I buy all of these, am I hurting people from being able to come and get them? And the person who was stocking the shelves said, we'll have more in tomorrow or the next day. Like, they come in pretty much every day, if not every other day. Don't worry about it. So
Ouija boards flying off the shelves.
Literally.
Yeah.
If your Ouija board flies off the shelf and you want to get rid of it, send it my way. I collect them and I hold on to the ones that people don't want in their homes anymore. All right, let me take this call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
How you doing?
Tim. I meant to say Tim.
Hey, there's far worse things I could be called.
Well, I'm not going to do that, Tim. We don't agree, but I'm not going to name call. Someone called in the previous hour, bad-mouthing Chris and Barry, but they come up with their sources. And I know Barry says he has a big stack of papers that he brings into his program, and I'm pretty sure
he does
that. Chris does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my hat's off too to Chris. He admitted that he voted for Maura Healey, and he regrets doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a man of integrity.
Yep. I as I said before, I talked about how much Chris prepares. And to be fair, yeah, Barry does too. I just didn't mention him when I said that. But yes, Barry does too. Not only do I see the stack of papers that Barry comes in here with, I'm the one that has to go put paper in the printer because he's running out of paper with all the stuff that he prints out. He's got so much materials coming in.
Yeah, and Barry, too, was part of a news department. I remember when he was in Fall River, and he was the head of their news department.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to be putting out crap out there. I just want to, put that out there, too. Right. And I may not always agree with you, Tim, but I listen to your program. I have the option to change the dial.
Right. I appreciate
that. I'm just letting you know, I don't agree with everything you say.
Even when we don't agree, we have great conversations. So you have a good day.
Take care, Tim.
You too. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. And that's what I always say, man. Like, it's just talk radio. There's no need to get too wrapped up in it. And I know I say all the time that, 9 o'clock comes, I disconnect everything from the show, and I don't worry about it, I don't dwell on it, and I have to do that because I've got so many other things I've got to do that I have to compartmentalize things, and for me, the show is 6 to 9, and then, obviously I'm going to do some stuff to prepare for it later on in the day, but I don't dwell on it. I don't sit there and be like, man, I hope that guy calls back tomorrow so I can fight with him some more. Like, no, it's just a conversation that happens in the moment and we move on. Every day brings new discussions, new topics, a new chance for you to tell me how wrong and stupid I am. 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
Hi. That popcorn toy.
Yes.
It's on the stick. My father went to buy a present for my daughter. She was about, I don't know, not even a year old. And and she saw that. That was it. We walked up and down the aisles, couldn't get it away from her. So bought it, went to the car, the old station wagon, and got her settled in the car seat, went to put it in the back. And there were two other ones in the back that my father bought.
Oh,
she,
wow.
He said, she'll never put it down. Never. Never put it down, and she didn't. It was her favorite toy of all time. And I wanted to comment on the butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go there, you need to bring twice as much as you budgeted for. Not because it's expensive, because when you go in there, it goes something like this. OMG, look at those tops. They have lamb roast. You just go wild in there. And my friend had a chest freezer, and this spring we went in and we bought extra meat, the meats and everything. And the missus, we wanted to make casserole, so she showed us all the spices to buy for the casserole. And Mister was my friend's Portuguese, I'm Irish. He says, can she cook? And my Portuguese friend goes, oh yes, she can cook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is what you need for this, that, and the other thing. And we didn't have to fight the traffic, live on the Cape, didn't have to fight the traffic all summer long, and we had some of everything. And it was fabulous.
Well, thank you for sharing with us. And that's just more reasons why people should go down to the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. I think we can take a quick call here before I got to take one final break before the end of the hour. Then we'll be joined by Gary Washburn right after the 8 a.m. news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, good question for you. Mm-hmm. How do we watch the Patriots tonight? I just went to tape it, and I realize it's not on TV itself.
Yeah, so it's an Amazon Prime game.
Oh.
So I don't know. I was under the impression that they had to have on those games a local broadcast. And
I
that,
thought they had said that last year also.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I'll have to do a little digging into that and see. Is it...
Well, so I definitely had the radio on today, that's for sure. But I said, wow, I said, I can't believe a Jets-Patriots game in this location.
The only thing I'm seeing listed is that it's on Prime Video, and it looks like all of the games for Thursday nights are on Prime Video with no secondary broadcast. Because, you know, when the Patriots would be on ESPN, they would have Channel 5 would carry the ESPN feed right. So that people that didn't have cable could still watch it. But it looks like that's not the case with these Prime games.
Oh, well. All right, buddy. Thank you. I just wanted to know if there's something I might be missing out there.
Well, I mean, maybe try Prime, but if not, you know, you can hear the game here on WBSM.
Well, that's what I will be doing for sure.
All right. Thank
you
for the call.
You have a great day.
You too.
No problem.
And I'm going to take another break here. We'll be right back. I'm back in. So I was just doing a little research here, and apparently the Thursday night football games air locally on Fox. Now, I checked Fox on the TV here in the studio, which is Fox 64. WNAC, but that is showing that it's going to be
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.